Hare Krishna. Let divine revelation and saintly reiteration be the spur for personal realization. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, Krishna speaks the Chaturshloki, 10.8-11. And thereafter, Arjuna accepts what Krishna has said, declaring Krishna to be the Absolute Truth, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shashatam Devyam, Adidevam Ajam Vibham. This is described in 10.12. And then in 10.13, he describes that Ahustvam Rishaya Sarve Devarshir Naradastatha Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. So he says that Ahustvam Rishaya Sarve, that the same thing which you have told me, O Lord, has been spoken by all the sages. And he gives examples of sages. Devarshir Narada Satha, the great sage Narada, Asito Devalo Vyasa. So he talks about Asita, Devala and Vyasa, three other great sages. And Devala, Swayam Chaiva Bravishime, and you yourself are telling this to me. So in the Mahabharata, there are various incidents wherein these great sages meet the Pandavas and they declare the truth about Krishna's divinity, Krishna's supremacy. So the point is that Arjuna accepts the spiritual truths based on a concurrence of various reliable sources. Now Krishna himself is God and he speaks the various truths based on his understanding is the highest understanding, and he reveals truths accordingly. At the same time, Krishna has not revealed only to one person, Arjuna. Krishna has revealed this truth to many other people also. So there are great saints who have realized the truth about Krishna. And this concurrence of divine revelation and saintly reiteration. So the saints reiterate what Krishna has taught. And this concurrence is very faith boosting. And based on this concurrence of divine revelation and saintly reiteration, we can at least put some initial faith that what the scriptures are saying, that's what the saints are saying. Oh, and we are in a situation where we can study the scripture and we can see the scripture's conclusion with a little bit of application, we can understand it. And we are fortunate, we can come in contact with a living tradition of spiritual teacher, of Gita teachers, and we see this tradition, they also proclaim Krishna's supremacy. So there are saintly teachers living now, and there are many generations of saintly teachers in the various great spiritual lineages, spiritual disciplic successions, and they have all consistently proclaimed Krishna's supremacy as the essential truth, as the conclusive truth of the Gita. And by this concurrence, we can put faith in the process of bhakti. And by the process of bhakti, we gain realization. Krishna has talked about this earlier in the 9th chapter when he says that Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. In 9.2 he says Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. This truth we can understand ourselves by realization from within. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartum. That this process is very joyfully performed. And it is imperishable. So this reality, the higher reality, culminating in the highest reality, Krishna, we gain increasing realization of this by the practice of bhakti. In fact, just before this Chaturshloki, Krishna has said that he illumines jnana deepena bhasvataha, those who practice bhakti. From within their hearts, he removes their ignorance. Teshame vanukampartha aham ajnana jamtama nashayame atmabhavastho jnana deepena bhasvataha. So he destroys in ignorance and he illumines with the torchlight of knowledge. And thus we can understand ourselves through realization, Krishna's divinity, Krishna's supremacy, Krishna's position as the absolute truth. So thus, the practice of bhakti and the recognition of Krishna's divinity, of Krishna's supremacy, are not acts of blind faith. They are acts of intelligent faith that comes from divine revelation, that is further boosted by saintly reiteration and is vindicated ultimately by personal realization. Thank you. Hare Krishna.